Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Banks may be closed, but the cash vault is always open. This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning Wrestling with Pop Culture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. This is Georgia Wrestling Now, and I'm not sure what the Charlie Cash reference was for.
It's a big night for this. The Anarchy apparently had a hell of a show, so
I'm throwing that away. Well. I have not had a chance to read any reports or anything, but I did see that the Washington Bullets won the tag team titles there, so they have at least two sets of belts now. but we have a guest already calling in. I think he's busy barbecuing and stuff, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. This is a regular on the show these days, Professor Morte.
Good evening. How are you guys doing in wrestling land?
Could be worse. How are things in Monster Land?
I tell you, this. I was confused about Memorial Day. Usually when I think about memorials, I think about, having to work out in the cemetery and, the latest tombstone designs that I've got to work on to get out on time. I just don't understand this Memorial Day thing. People grilling out. I've been to 3 barbecues today, and there wasn't a single baby on the grill anywhere. I don't know how people celebrate this Memorial Day, but I'm confused. I'm very confused.
Well, I'm sure you've heard Hector Garza celebrates in a very unique way today, sadly.
I heard the news. That's no good. I'm a big fan of the Luchadors.
Yeah.
And what that means? That just means Papa Marco is going to pull some shenanigans. I can smell it. This Sunday, the Rock and Roll Monster Bash, I got a feeling Hector Garza's not down for long.
That may be the most fresh reanimation so far.
Yeah. Thought Paul Bearer was too soon, but this is just days
away.
There
is no such thing as too soon. I was talking about this today with a friend, this too soon thing, it's like, you could make a joke about Cro-Magnons, and they would say, some jerk in the crowd would say, too soon. They just like to hear themselves say that. It's the catchphrase of the hipster, I guess. It's too soon for what?
It's wrestling's Freebird.
Yes, it's wrestling's Freebird. You're absolutely right. Well,
and we had a Freebird,
I don't know.
Time, so we got to take one for us.
Yeah, a Freebird chant. But I don't know if you guys know about this Rock and Roll Monster Bash. It's our 11th year. It's the biggest monster event in the country, biggest rock and roll monster event. We have, bands all day, some amazing stuff going on. We actually have Alice Cooper playing this year at the show. Alice Cooper, tribute band, live. And Alice Cooper himself, tribute band, will be there, and it's going to be great. A lot of Dracula's going to be there. The straighter cousin of Dracula from Transylvania, and playing some Rocky Erickson and Dio covers and all the evil songs that you want to hear when you're melting your butt off at the drive-in. Why do we do this? We're crazy. And I decided to do a nice spooky satanic theme this year because it's so hot out there. It's like being in hell, So I'm going to show The Devil's Reign, the movie where, Bill Shatner takes on Ernest Borgnine as Satan. I mean, you've got to see this movie to believe it. And then, of course, to make amends to everybody that paid money to see the Evil Dead remake, I'm showing Evil Dead 2 in 35mm so you can have your eyeballs raped properly. So, yeah, it's going to be a big show with lots of great wrestlers, and I'm really excited. We've broken the record on vendors, and there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff going on, and Monstrosity Wrestling all day long. And Cartoon Network's flying in one of my all-time favorite demons, right up from hell, Gary, from Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. And I heard he's got a beef with Papa Marco.
Oh, yeah? What could he possibly
have
against Papa Marco?
Have you heard anything about this?
No, you're the...
He's been taking his talent. You know, these guys don't even have a chance to get down to hell. You know, and Gary doesn't even get a chance to torture these guys. And Papa Marco has already got them wrestling and jobbing at, cheesy venues like the Famous. You know, he's got bigger plans, Gary does, for these guys. So I foresee something totally insane happening this Sunday. And, Professor Morte knows all, so it's just a matter of time.
When it comes to insanity, I think he's an expert.
Yes. I am an expert. An expert. Is there anything in particular you guys are looking forward to at this Monster Bash?
The Alice Cooper tribute band sounds pretty interesting.
Well, I figured you, ladies man that you are, Jonathan, I figured you'd be most excited about the Miss Monster Bash contest.
Well, of course.
You know, maybe you could meet the future ex Mrs. Jonathan Williams there this year.
It could happen. Well, last year we met Guella DeVille was the winner, and she's now ringing
and
out your girl for MCW.
Exactly. I wonder what kind of new talent we're going to dig up this year.
Well, you would know better than anybody, I think.
Well, I don't know until I get there, and you never know. It could be, a girl could get up there looking like Godzilla. That's not going to work. And then again, you might get a Faye Ray lookalike up there.
I see a Godzilla. I'm going to accuse it of being Johnny Danger in drag.
It could be that. I did hear a rumor that Godzilla himself was going to be at this show, too. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff happening.
I'm just looking forward to counting black T-shirts.
Well, there's always...
There's going to be a lot of that.
As we saw a few weeks ago at Arbecue with the Hot Mom contest, these kind of things tend to attract Sean Banks from Hot Like Lava from time to time. So
Sean... He really shut that show down, didn't he?
He did.
According
to
him, there wasn't a single hot mom in the contest. He was calling them all a bunch of sluts and stuff. It was pretty hilarious, actually.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I don't appreciate somebody talking down to my crowd unless it's me, he was really good at it. You know, I kind of had to side with him a little bit, too. You know, they were kind of doing these cheap shots, like bringing their babies up on the stage. I mean, that's the last thing that you want to see when you're thinking about bagging a chick or dragging some baby along with her.
That's just a trophy.
Unless it's on the grill, right?
Unless it's on the grill. And I haven't seen the first baby on the grill all day. I don't know what you people eat around here in Georgia. But in Transylvania, our barbecues are a little bit different.
I'm sure they are. Well, we'll let you go hopefully you can find a barbecue that satisfies your cravings before the day's over.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go out and try to find something that's got the right amount of spice, blood. But you guys have a great show, and I look forward to seeing everybody this Sunday. You know, sure to bring your SPF 666 sunscreen.
And this is at the Starlight Drive-In on Moreland Avenue, right?
The Starlight Drive-In on Moreland Avenue, the 11th Rock and Roll Monster Bash.
All right. Well, we'll see you there, Marte.
Okay. See you there. Good night.
Good night.
I hope we get to see the ghost of Danioli's stolen shoes.
Or the rest of his clothes that he lost that one night.
Or the ghost of young, tidy-whitey Danioli. See if we can resurrect that.
Well, we might have to wait till Danioli's back in the country to resurrect his belongings from 15 years ago. Well, so let's go over the rest of tonight's show. We have a man who used to be known as Marvelous Marco Polo. I believe now he just simply is known as Marco. He's going to be calling in a few minutes to talk about this Friday's Progression Pro Wrestling event at Club Famous. I also saw him on Saturday at NWA Atlanta, where he made Drew Adler tap out in a three-way match between Marco, Drew, and Zach Edwards, and he sent a pretty clear message to the NWA Atlanta Max champion, Fry Daddy, so I'm sure he'll have plenty to say about that. And then later in the show, we also have Dave Wills calling us back. He called briefly last week, but he's going to clear up all the speculation and rumors regarding the Exotic Ones and their status with Peach State Wrestling Alliance going into this Saturday show, which I believe is their fifth anniversary?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's what we have coming up. And I just wanted to mention last Wednesday, I believe it was, I was invited to Atlantic Station for TNA to announce their official Georgia lottery tickets, and Cowboy James Storm and Velvet Sky were on hand. They did a little press conference thing, had the lottery tickets, gigantic ones on display. But they're basically scratch-off lottery tickets with Impact Wrestling wrestlers on them. But it's kind of cool that I believe they said it's the first lottery ticket, or first wrestling company to endorse a lottery ticket or something like that. So they beat WWE
lottery ticket
on that. Yeah.
Should have called it.
Spin the wheel. Make a deal.
I actually saw some of those tickets in Blue Ridge. I got a hearty kick out of it. Pun intended.
Yes. So, let's see. We've got, I believe this is Marco. Let's see if this is him. Hello.
Yo.
Is this Marco?
That's Marco.
Hello.
Marco, as I was just saying, you on Saturday, you sent a pretty clear message to Fry Daddy, who's one of the favorites down at NWA Atlanta, so I figured you might want to address that first. But first of all, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
How are you doing this Memorial Day?
Say that again?
How is your Memorial Day going?
It's all right. I've had better days, but I'm all right. I'm sore. Actually, I'm in pain. I get up in pain every fucking day. The past 2 years I've been doing this, I'm tired. I can't even straighten out my arm. I'm just fucking tired of all this bullshit that goes down to wrestling. Fry Daddy gets basically just a free ride right to a title shot, gets a title, and my face isn't even on the fucking flyers. And if it is, they spell my name wrong. I'm just tired of this crap. I keep going through with all these promotions. So Fry Daddy, I'm just going to just beat the shit out of him, basically.
He was awfully excited to win that title. Do you think he's just going to turn it loose like that?
Hello?
Yeah.
Mark? You still there, Marco?
Matt, are you talking? I'm still here. I just can't hear you. Matt. So, Matt is trying to talk, but I can't hear him.
Yeah,
oh.
Yes. Try again, Matt.
Here we go. Am I back? Am I clear now?
Yeah, there you go.
I said, Fry was awfully excited in that title.
He's
in there and take it from him?
He even broke down and cried. I mean, he's pretty good, but he's not as good as he thinks he is. I mean, so I'm better. So I'll just, like I said, I can beat him at any time, just like I told him in the promo. I can beat him at any time, but I don't want to beat him. I just want to make him tap out right in front of his girlfriend and everybody in that crowd that like him. So,
and that is something that's relatively new that you started doing. You haven't been known as a submission guy. What prompted that?
Yeah. Well, I came from shoot fighting jiu-jitsu and real martial arts before I got into this. So it was just that's just stuff I just kind of just kept on the down low and just had like fun matches and stuff like that. But nobody wants to see me happy anymore. They want to see me mad. So I let them see what they want to see. So here it goes. So that's it for that goes.
Marco, you mentioned your name not appearing on posters a moment ago, and that kind of prompts me to ask about your name. You've gone by a few variations of Marco over the past few years, but now you're just Marco, right?
Yeah, it's just Marco. It's a lot easier for people to remember. So there was Marco Polo, there's Marvelous Marco Polo, there's Aesthetic Assassin, there was all these monikers that I put on, but, you know, I just go by my real name, Marco. It's a lot easier for people to remember.
What prompted you to drop the Motown?
The Prince.
That was short-lived.
That leads to another thing. I mean, it's like, yeah, I'll get on people's flyers if I got to go and coon it out, and, you know, they're going to put the Motown in front of me and they want me to come out and dance with fucking Aretha Franklin and shit. But but really, I'm a legit wrestler, man. I've been doing this shit for 2 years, and I'm pretty damn good at it. But, you know, I'm a late bloomer. I have no gripes about saying my age. I'm 35, but, you know, like I said, I can hang with the best of them. I've been hanging with kids that are, like, some of them in the range are, like, Cody Jack. You know, I'm old enough to be that kid's father. You know, everybody else is, like, in their early 20s, and I'm hanging with them. So I think I'm pretty fucking good. So I should be getting the fucking respect that I deserve, you know. So if these flyers want to come out and they don't put my face on it, you know, I was a model. I can sell. I sold clothes for a while. It's like, I can't sell your fucking show. I don't deserve it. So places like PWA, you know, they put me on and had me cooning out. Things like Progression that's coming up. You know, the guys that booked that were my friends. They had no gripes about calling me for a ride. But when it's time to do a show, they click up and leave me out. So if I come in there and crash their party and beat the shit out of whoever's in their main event, I'm the wrong one now? What that sound like?
Well, you were on the card for the first Progression Pro show, right? Or you were at least, you wrestled,
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to address that too. I was on the card. One, they called me last minute to go in and face the Bullets. Fucking tag team of the year. And they had me grab a tag partner, a guy who I barely even know by his first name, to go in and face the tag team of the year. That sounds like
there was an odd pairing.
Steve and Barty for that match. I mean, what the hell?
And you ended up with the death metal vampire guy.
Yeah, with Death Metallic, who is good in his own right. But like I said, we're not a tag team. You know, so I'm facing two brothers. I just met this guy. I don't know what he does. And they want me to walk in there against the fucking tag team champions of multiple promotions, tag team of the year. You know, what the hell? It's just bullshit, and I'm tired of being treated like this. So,
well,
you mentioned a bit of a...
Say that again?
You talked about, you know, a bit of a change in attitude, which we can kind of hear here. I've had the luxury of seeing you kind of come up for a good bit of your career. And the match you had with Phantom a few weeks ago at Monstrosity was something very different than I've seen out of you. Did you think about it going into that match, or was it something that you realized coming out of it that maybe things had changed, corner had turned a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I had to turn a corner because, like I said, you know, I'm tired of being taken as a joke. It's like I came in, I wanted to have fun, you know, and all the jitters of I'm happy to be wrestling are done now. So it's like, yeah, I had my fun, and yay, you know, my mom got to see me wrestle, but now it's time to take this shit serious and show these people what I can really do. And if I can tap people out, hit them with the last look, kick people in the face, and put all that into like a, you know, into a show and probably make a main event, you know, I want to show that. So if, you know, all these promotions, they come out and invite me out, and they don't put me on the fucking flyer. You know, it's stifling me, and I'm tired of being stifled. You know, and I get mad at, like, Progression. I'm mad at them because that place is in my backyard. I came up from Southwest DeKalb High School, which is, like, 15 minutes away from here. You don't think my family and friends want to see me wrestle in the actual city? you know. So, yeah, I'm pissed off a little bit.
Well, they have their next show is this Friday, back at the same.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll buy a ticket. I'll be there.
So you're not officially part of the show?
Again. So. And they had their warning. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, I'll be there. I'll buy a ticket. I'll sit right there. You know. So
if you get that last minute call this Friday, saying they need someone didn't show up or whatever, what will your response be?
Fuck you. I mean, I'm not walking into no bullshit again. I mean, it's like they blindsided me last time. So if they're not gonna put me in a legit match, I'll come out there, and I'll fuck up your show. You know, so they can put me in a legit match against a legit opponent, one where I'm not just like some random fucking jobber. These people need to see me. All I want is a chance for people to see me. That's all I've been wanting, and I'm tired of being stifled. You know, so that's it.
Do you think it was kind of the character you were in that led to some of that?
Kinda. And kind of not. You know, the character that I had, people have taken from and went on and won championships. They took some of the moves and went on and got over in other places. And it's not like that character of the pretty boy type deal hasn't been done before, and it's not like it won't be done again. So I don't think it was the character. Maybe it's just something I attracted to myself from being, you know, like bullied as a kid. Maybe I draw this shit to me where I have to get violent to turn shit around. You know, I believe in things like, you know, you can pull things to you. Like if a victim is going to stay a victim, and maybe I played the victim. Maybe I was supposed to get bullied to turn this shit around, to let people see that, you know, I got to drop somebody on their head and paralyze them like I had to do in high school once. And maybe I have to do that again.
What is this that happened in high school? Were you on the wrestling team, or was this a fight
You know, somebody's fucking with me, and, you know, pro wrestling basically saved my life. I gave him a belly to back suplex on concrete, paralyzed the kid. So, and that's what I had to do to stop people from fucking with me. You know, I don't like being bullied, stifled, picked on, talked about, none of that shit. And I had an older brother who was, you know, big as shit. Big as an ox with the temperament of a badger. A lot of people were scared of him, but when he graduated, I was alone again. So I had to do something. I had to learn to fight, one, and I had to do something extremely violent to get people to leave me the fuck alone. So now I got to do it again. So, like I said, here we go again. Now people get to see what Marco was really about. I'm going to drop somebody on their fucking head, and if they get paralyzed, fuck them. And if I have to fuck up somebody's show, fuck them. This is who you want to see. This is who they wanted to see. And that's who I'm bringing out. That's it. I got nothing else to say.
Well, I do have one quick question. He's gone. He really did have nothing else to say. All right, well.
Well, did not see that one coming.
No?
Marco's always been quiet, but that was definitely a new chapter.
Yeah, well, it is always interesting to see these kind of changes in attitude. And as rude as it was, we welcome them here on Georgia Wrestling Now. Well, I'm sure our next guest will not be hanging up abruptly because he has plenty to say. But we've got a few minutes before he calls in. So I guess we'll go to a quick commercial and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more wrestling.
All right, then.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to the Memorial Day edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team Audit's Matt Hankins. And this is an interesting start to the show tonight, I would say, Matt.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking during the commercial break, I was just thinking about the assortment of people we have on the show. We have Professor Morte, a who knows how old mad scientist from Transylvania. We have Marco, who we just heard, obviously. As if he wasn't arrogant enough, this new change of attitude is even more arrogant than what we've seen from him previously, and a little more vicious, I guess.
I would say so. Something that nobody would think would be possible, a more arrogant Marco.
And then next up, whenever he calls in the next few minutes, we've got the crying wrestling fan, Dave Wills, who has turned his internet celebrity into, I guess, a legitimate place in the wrestling world, arguably so. But we did hear from him last week, and we're going to hear from him again right now. Dave, is that you?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I didn't turn my internet celebrity into anything. Let me tell you something right now, you jabroni. I've been around wrestling since 1992 when Steve Waller opened the back doors of the AT Karate Center in Marietta and opened the doors and let me and Mark Danger in. Let me tell you, the problem is that while I managed doing shows and put up rings, half these sorry-ass promoters wouldn't pay me a dime, so I'd rather stay at home than work for no money because I don't do that. Hey, it didn't happen. You're right. The cream rises to the top, and when I wound up on Tosh.0, all of a sudden, ooh, Dave's a new guy. Dave's the internet celebrity. The hell with that. I've been following wrestling since 85. I can't stand half these people in Carrollton and Villarica and Mount Zion and all this stuff. I didn't turn a damn thing into a damn thing. Talent rises to the top, and that's exactly what I did. Let me get that all one right. Thing clear. Let me tell you something about Marco Polo, who just now, Motown Marco Prince, whatever the hell he's calling himself this week. You know, I take full credit for that because I had a show at the Cobb County Civic Center where John Rocker and Rocky Key took on Mr. Hughes and Superstar 2. Guess who Marco's manager was? That's right, Dave Wills. Dave Wills managed Marco, and guess what? He won. And he realized that the way he was doing things wasn't working, And he went ahead and quit doing that and started kicking butt and taking names. And he's a winner. There's only one time he's been a loser, and that's when he stepped into Bowden, Georgia, and took on Big Dave Wills in a dance contest. And I went out there, and I showed Virgil exactly how it happens and how I'm a better dancer than him. And that's where he quit playing S.D. Jones and went ahead and went over there and started doing whatever he's doing. He's a tough man. He is a no dancer. And Dave Wills took credit for that. I embarrassed him. Stoney Hooker beat him to death. Then he finally got it, got smart and went ahead and done that. Speaking of getting smart, one of these days, y'all do that too. Let me tell you right now about this exotic one stuff right now.
Okay.
I've had so many people, is it at work? Is it at work? Hell no, it's not. Well, let me give you the lowdown of the deal here. Two shows ago, we have exotic one rules, Freebird rules. You know what, let's see here. What Crusher Crew Chef Ivan and Akita Koloff did, what Demolition Smash Axe and Crush did, and also what Terry Gordy, Michael Hayes, and Buddy Roberts did. Any of the three can defend the belts. In our case, any of the four can defend any belt. Rick Michaels defended the belt for Stoney Hooker, who was away, who I happily gave the night off to. Okay? That's totally legal in Dave Wills' regime, okay? Then Stoney, who had changed some dates, was able to be there, had changed dates, wasn't able to be there in that show. All of a sudden, they stripped the belt out. They stripped me of the belt. I was outside on the telephone. I didn't even know what was going on. And all of a sudden, everybody thinks this is just right. Well, Stoney was disrespected. He was disrespected, and he refused to compete for PWA again. As well as the rest of the exoticals, and they should have, because let me tell you something. At the end of the day, nobody cares about Mike Jackson. Nobody cares about Shane Knowles. Nobody cares about anybody except the exotic ones. Rick Michaels, Simon Sermon, Tommy Too Much, Stoney Hooker, and yours truly, Dave Wills, okay? So we refused to compete for him. So Shane Knowles had a choice. He could either go out there and try to get some people to compete in the War Games and have a situation like they did a few years ago at Survivor Series where instead of Jerry Lawler's nights, you had Shawn Michaels' nights. And it just didn't work, okay? Or he could try to go ahead and negotiate and get it back. So they're going to be, we're going to get the belts back, which is what we deserve. And we're going to have War Games, which is what we deserve. But let me tell you something. There was quite a few sleepless nights Mr. Knowles had. And to be honest, he deserved them because he ain't taking care of talent like he should. He didn't respect Stoney. He didn't respect Simon. He didn't respect Tommy. And he didn't respect Rick. And he doggone sure don't respect me. And it's that's just unacceptable. And all this nonsense, hey, I'm glad we worked everything out, but there's still some things to work out. On Saturday night, June 1st, he has no choice but to hand the belts over to the exotic ones in the bags where we kept them to begin with, and that's the only way he's going to get it. Or we'll walk in. We're not going to put up with this nonsense. I'm not going to put up with this nonsense.
So at this point, is Stoney's still not the champion, or is he, according to Peach State?
June 1st, Stoney Hooker will be the champ. We have not got the belts back. It's been agreed to, but until we get possession of the belts, I'm not taking anything. I don't believe Shane knows. The man's a wrestling promoter. That makes him a liar. That makes him a cheat. That makes him a scumbag. I don't trust any wrestling promoters, and I'm just not going to deal with people like that, okay, until he steps in the way and does it, because we had a judge ready to sign a restraint order to shut down the show, and we are fully intending on doing that. And, hey, let me tell you something. I got to get legal representation involved. I'll be happy to do that, but we're not going to be walked on. We're not going to be done. Let me tell you, Vince McMahon had to deal with the Click, Razor Ramon, Diesel, Shawn Michaels, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, and 1-2-3 Kid. They said, hey, we won't work. Vince had to get an airplane to fly down there. Let me tell you, Shane Knowles had no choice but to bend over to just kiss our ring, kiss our feet, and do whatever he wants to. Now, he still's got this ridiculous idea he's going to get me in the ring to wrestle my first match ever. Never done it before, okay? Never wrestled a match. But see, what he fails to realize is that Dave Wills is the smartest man around in Peach State Wrestling. Dave Wills is going to go in here, and he has an idea. He has a lot of plans. Number one, Shane Knowles is starting first in War Games when the show starts. So he's going to be well beat up before then. Number two, Dave Wills always has a plan. Number three, when he comes out to face me, if he can, I'm going to just take him out and beat him up. That's just what I'm going to do. I'm not going to put up with this nonsense. And he has agreed, if he can't beat me, to refund the ticket money that's paid that night to every man, woman, boy, girl, dog, cat, chimpanzee, parakeet, rabbit, whatever that walks through the door, squirrel, whatever walks through the door, and you never know in West Georgia. Anybody who comes in pays a ticket, when Shane knows loose, he's going to stand back and pay it, okay, and get your money back. That's just what's going to happen, okay? I would encourage you, if you're listening to this, I know we got some surprises for Shane Knowles, and I know the 5th anniversary show is a big show all the time. I'd encourage anyone to come down there this Saturday night and see the end of Peach State Wrestling, because Shane Knowles has done some stupid things. And if he winds up having to, well, not if, when he winds up having to give everybody back their money and just take concessions that night, he's going to be the stupidest man alive. Plus, he's going to be out of Peach State, and I'm going to run the show anyway, so it don't matter.
So the show will open with the war game. Is that what I understood you to say?
I don't know when the show's going to open. It's going to open whenever the hell I say it's going to open and everything. But I know before I face Shane Knowles, he is going to get in the war games. He is going to compete. He is going to be embarrassed. Reed's going to take his title. Stoney's going to take his title. Simon's going to take his title. Or Tommy's going to take his title. And we're going to beat him for dead. He's going to be in left lane. Probably, shoot, he won't even show up for the match. He'll probably walk out to the street and get him a bottle at the liquor store and be drunk in some gutter somewhere. It's where he belongs. That's what's going to happen. He don't want none of Dave Wills. Dave Wills got skills. Dave Wills got plans. Let me tell you something. All this Dave Wills, internet celebrity, let me tell you, that's crap, like I told you. At the end of the day, I've been following wrestling ever since 85. I've been in the back with the Steve Lawlers, the Mr. Hughes, the stuff like that. Everybody thinks they know wrestling right now. Everybody thinks they're smart. And it's called the new marks. Everybody, well, I know what's going to happen because of this. I know this is a work. Everybody thought it was a work, too, when I left MGCW. I ain't knocking the door since. What's a work, what ain't? That's what people know. That's what the marks guess. And to be honest, I don't care I don't care what happens. All I care about is them to come in the door, pay their money, watch me beat up their hero, watch the exotic ones beat up Mike Jackson, and I hope they cater the hell out of him because he deserves it. For whatever reasons we may have, I hope they beat up Shane Knowles for personal reasons, let's just say that. And then when it comes time to Joey Kidman and Dusty McWilliams, that's fine, they can tear them up too. But at the end of the day, the exotic ones are going to take their titles, be handed to them by Shane Knowles. I got plenty of surprises. I'm going to guarantee I come out of there defeating Shane Knowles. Probably a lot of people think I don't got a chance. They think, well, Shane's going to go ahead and do that. He's going to wind up winning the match, and you're going to go. I ain't going nowhere because I don't care how much these stupid, inbred, redneck hillbilly fans don't like me. I don't care how much of that nonsense. I don't want to leave. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to cause all the trouble I feel like until I decide differently. And we got a lot more to go. The exotic ones are always united, never divided. That hadn't changed yet. That hadn't changed since. I put them back together. We ain't going to go anywhere yet. We are going to go in there, and we're going to destroy Shane Knowles, Mike Jackson, Dusty McWilliams, and Joey Kidman, of course. How could I leave him out? We already burnt him one time. And at the end of the day, I may go ahead and beat up his 70-year-old daddy like we did the last time. Plus, you got Johnny Swinger and Mr. Hughes on the show, which is going to be a good match. You got junior heavyweights. You got all kind of good stuff. I think the Ultimate Dragon's coming back. Also, CJ Awesome or something. But the whole reason to come is to see Dave Wills destroy Shane Knowles and to see the exotic ones beat up the people who they can't stand.
Well, Dave, what would you say about a 5th anniversary show that's kind of being headlined by a possible contest between two non-wrestlers?
What would you say about a promotion with 30 people watching it who ain't nobody getting paid? Come on now. It doesn't matter. Have you been to the show? Why don't you get your ass to the show before you try to tell me something? Let me tell you, you ain't headlined by it. I'll tell you right now, this is personal right here. I may bring his damn ex-wife Shona down there and show her off. I may get a banger in the ring. I ain't going to put up with this crap. I am going to destroy Shane Knowles and his whole family. We done beat his dad. We done took out his nephew. We're going to do this. What would you say to the fifth anniversary show? What's Team All You Can Eat done in wrestling? Sit around there and order some damn nachos and never done this, and we think we're smart. Oh, yeah, we ain't done it. I've been in the ring with Sergeant Slaughter. I've managed Steve Law. I've managed. What the hell have you done in wrestling? It's that type of little newsletter. Sit around here on the damn internet and call into a radio show. Get real.
Dave, if you paid any
whenever you
can
do something besides lick the boots of somebody like Rick Michaels or Simon Sermon or whoever, or Mike Jackson or Shane, then
that
you tell
you
me
do?
What I think
I mean,
about this.
Managers.
I didn't ask for no questions. I don't take the lip off no All You Can Eat fan or whatever. I wrote the book on All You Can Eat. Danger could out, Mark Danger could out, and I could out each years ago in All You Can Eat buffets. I tell you right now, coming up June 1st, the end of Shane Knowles is near, and I may go ahead and take out Peach State Wrestling and close the son of a gun down right now. Maybe I need to merge with some of these other promotions.
I was
going to take it out one way or the other.
And there was about 300 to 400 on hand. Do you think there's a chance you'll get that this time with what the card is?
Do I think there's a chance I'll get that? What do I look like? Do I look like I'm a statistician? Do I have an abacus here, a calculator? I don't predict anything. Let me tell you right now, as far as it goes, I don't care if one show up or 500 show up. We're going to take out Shane Knowles and all the people there and everything. You're going to see that Carrollton Fairgrounds has a long history of professional wrestling. But were you there the last time? I know you weren't. What happened
I was
last
there
time
the last
Carrollton
time.
Fairgrounds?
Were you there the last time? Because I don't remember seeing
absolutely
you.
I was there the last time, whenever. We laid out Shane Knowles to a damn table, and we made a guy committed a seizure in the front row. So where were you at?
I was there when the man had a heart attack when you were stroking Andy Anderson trying to do commentary for him. So don't come to tell me
Andy
what's
Anderson,
been going on
you,
in West Georgia.
I ain't been back to MGCW and everything. Hey, I ain't stroked nobody and everything. Let me tell you, I see y'all coming here. I'm glad you did. You finally got to see some decent wrestling and everything. And here's some decent commentary. But here's the thing. I ain't here to commentate, okay? You can talk bad about me all you want. I'll just put you in the same category as these little rednecks out here who want to. We're going to go up there. We're going to boo you, Porky Pig. I don't really care. Okay, the end of the day is, for everything I do in wrestling, I get paid. Everything. I don't do anything for free. That's the difference between a worker and a mark. All right? End of story. I'm of value as a manager, as an announcer, as whatever. And
where do you take that value from? What is your reason to say that you're a value? What have you got to show for?
Well, Maria Simmons' value. Who the hell has started so much at the PWA? I put the exotic ones together who are having the feud of the year, and we destroyed all the opponents. Who's to say that you've done anything of value besides
about
15 seasons? Steve Platinum wouldn't have had.
How has that turned out for you, having the exotic ones destroy everybody? What's happened to you? How's the show going?
It doesn't matter how's the show going. To me, it's going great because we're still dominating. Hey, let me tell you something right now. There's a lot of other factors right now that take place in there. Do some people not come? Some people don't. Some people do come. Guess what? That doesn't mean anything. Just because Steve Platinum write it don't make it gospel. Just because you say it don't make it gospel. I've talked to Dave Meltzer multiple times. He ain't writing everything either. Let me tell you right now, at the end of the day, when the exotic ones have destroyed everybody, we've also had 3 or 4 building changes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's also summertime. There's traditional downturn. Has there been certain things? Yes. Has the promotion been involved? Yes. Do we agree with everything the promotion has? No. But at the same time, before you tell me that where's the value at, the value is a lot of people sit in fantasy book and sit in the sidelines and are pretenders. And I manage contenders. And that's all that matters. And
Brian,
I'm going to defeat Shane Knowles on Saturday night and run him out of PWA once and for all. That's just me. Mike Jackson comes out there, and he sells all his pretty little T-shirts and everything like that. And Mike Jackson's just so great, and all the fans love him, think he's just so wonderful. And he goes up there and gives his testimony and talks all about how he loves Jesus and everything. Well, I hope he does. He better pray to Jesus, but he better make sure his soul's right, because we may soon meet his maker on the first of the month. Let me tell you, Shane knows, it's all about family. It's all about family. You hurt my dad. You hurt my nephew. Yeah, we sure did. It's about family. Your family sucks. We're going to put your old man in a nursing home. We're going to dump your kid on it. We're going to dump your nephew on his head again. We're going to take you out and pop you wherever you need to be. You can go pump gas at the damn Chevron, or you can go to Walmart, or you can go to Waffle House. I don't care where you wind up at. You had a PWA coming. Joey Kidman, let me tell you, so we burn you one time, we're going to put you out coming up. Dusty McWilliams, cowboy up. You're the big cowboy, big bad hillbilly cowboy. Who cares? We'll string you up and tie you to a tree, too.
Dave,
your time is done. The era of exotic is here, and you're going down, Dusty McWilliams. It's not that hard. PWA comes back to Carrollton, full circle, where this whole thing started. And I invite both of you to come down there and check it out and tell me what you think of the show. Because, number one, you know, y'all can shake my hand whenever I destroy Shane Knowles. That's not a problem and everything. I'm used to being right, not wrong.
Dave, I'm curious.
But come on down.
Where
check
does your association with Curtis Hughes is no secret. You've mentioned a few times tonight. Where does that fit into everything?
Where does my association with Curtis Hughes? I can't help but that Hughes went out there and he's shaking hands with these folks and everything. He might as well go back to a whole lot of shaking going on, Curtis Hughes. I don't know what his problem is with me, but my allegiances are to the exotic ones. He wanted to face Rick Michaels in a match or got booked in a match. He's lucky he didn't wind up getting stretched and beat up, too. He's a trainer of wrestlers. Great, great champion. Hey, I've managed him off and on for 2 years. We went up there, and I managed him against Coco Beware, Buddy Landell, Jerry Long. The list goes on and on and on. But if he wants to come in there and shake hands with the babies and, you know, kiss babies and shake hands with these redneck toothless wonders. Hey, that's sorry, Hughes. Don't worry. I'll give you some money. Come back to Daddy here. Dave Wills, the authority, can make you a champion again, too. I need a good bodyguard anyways. But I tell you right now, Hughes, if you try to mess with the exotic ones, we're going to knock you. Now. We're going to knock your toes. You're going to knock your toes off. I'll knock the white off of you, Hughes. End of story. Period. Ain't going to happen anymore. You're done.
Did you just say you're not? Knock the white off of Mr. Hughes?
It doesn't matter what I said. I said what I said, period. We're going to knock Hughes out is what I said.
Well, hopefully he'll
that's what we're going to do.
Steel-toe boots since you threatened to knock his toes off.
We're going to knock him out, period.
Well, knocking the white off of him isn't going to be too hard.
Well, maybe not. Maybe so. Either way, Hughes don't want to know this, and, you know, I'm sure I'll manage Hughes again. Well, I don't know. Depends. I might actually bring him in once I beat up Shane Knowles. I'll consider it. He's going to watch his attitude and improve it a little bit. I'll beat him with my cane if he don't.
All right.
Anyways,
well,
what are y'all doing and everything? I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you have a great show and everything. Since I quit doing Dave and Danger, and Danger had to move back to North Carolina, you know, I really enjoyed hearing all of Matt's great commentary. It helps me go to sleep at night whenever I'm not able to sleep because I'm thinking of destroying Shane Knowles. So it's been real helpful and everything, you know. So it's a great thing.
I hope
it's
a long one next time.
Well, I think it may be
what?
My commentary that puts you to sleep, to be honest with you. Matt's a little more animated, but, I mean, you can
really?
Take it out on Matt if you want to.
Well, I hope Matt comes down to the show coming up. I hope everybody comes down to the show coming up. Because at the end of the day, when it's going to be a free show anyways. For you can come down there, pay your ticket, hold on to your sub. Once I go up there, slap Shane Knowles around, beat the taste out of his mouth. He's going to walk out the door, and he's going to stand there with a stack full of bills. He's going to hand your money back. So he won't have to worry about it and everything. Come see the show. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be a fantastic event. And, you know, best of all, Dave Wills reign supreme. Because we've already proven we ain't going to take disrespect. We don't lay down for nobody. And you can take that however you like it. I tell you, this is what's going to happen. We're going to be the champions. We're going to destroy them. And they better find us some new opponents because we're done. We ain't facing the Joey Kidmans. We ain't facing the Shane Knowles, the Mike Jacksons. Shoot, we may even run Jackson out of here, lock him in the back of a car and run him over to Alabama where he belongs when we get done with him. Hey, it's just done with. We're going to go ahead and destroy him, period. 1, 2, 3. We have reign supreme in there the whole time. And we're going to do it again. I see no reason why we're not.
Okay, well, I guess we'll all see you on Saturday. But
well,
you
he
mentioned,
should come to, and all these other rednecks should show up too, because they talk about their hero. We've had people say, I'm not coming back until Dave Wells leaves. Well, Dave Wells ain't never leaving, so you might as well come back, pay your money. It's like the lottery, the Powerball ticket. You got one chance to possibly see me wind up having to leave. But it ain't happening. But on the bright side, so you're going to get your money back. So when you cash in that welfare check that you got that you shouldn't be paying off and bartering off anyways, you can cash that in, take your $10, go in there and pay it, and whenever I slap the taste of Shane Nose mouth, you'll be able to get it back and everything. That's going to be the beautiful thing. But that's the biggest thing. Shane Knowles doesn't know how to treat talent right. He upset Stoney, which was wrong. The exotic ones don't bend. We don't break. So Simon and Tommy and Rick said to heck with it. And I told you last week, I ain't coming back neither. And that's what happened. He didn't have a choice. Mm. We're going to get a nice raise out of this, too. I'm going to make sure we won't compete. That's the way it is.
How many of the Impact Wrestling lottery tickets have you purchased, Dave?
Zero. Why would I purchase number one TNA Impact? Anything Vince Russo's touched, I wouldn't give you 15 cents for. I watched the Ring of Glory pay-per-view. God, I wanted to hate wrestling. That lousy sucker put himself over during the Aldrich. If you really hate wrestling, feel free to go get the Ring of Glory DVD. For God's sakes, don't buy it. You know, borrow it, get an illegal dub, whatever. It's probably 5 cents in a bargain bin right now. You don't even got to do it. But it is one of the worst nonsensical stuff. Vince Russo didn't know how to run a CD warehouse. He didn't know how to run WCW. He didn't know how to run TNA. And to be honest, he doesn't know what he's doing anyways. I'm glad he's done the rest of the business. He's a non-issue. I didn't watch TNA for years because he was affiliated with it, because I don't fool with losers like that. And to be honest, you know, people talk about how good Platinum is. Hell, if Jeff G. Bailey hadn't come in there, the Empire and saved your ass, who'd be talking about it now? No, I think the talent's very good and everything, but I never have really been impressed. I never really have been too impressed with Steve and everything. Wonder who booked the angle. It doesn't matter who booked the angle. I don't have a lot to say about Steve Platinum, period, okay? As a matter of fact, I really don't care one way or the other. He hadn't done nothing to me, but there's a lot that's been said. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll just say this much. They had a show 2 minutes from my house at Kennesaw State. I didn't go. And I hadn't went to a show yet. To be honest, I was asked with MGCW if I would go in there and be their spokesman when MGCW invaded Platinum Championship Wrestling. And due to my friendship with WWE4 and Frank Aldrich, I said no. Period.
I'm glad somebody sent the Russian assassin in your place, because that was a real upgrade.
Well... I believe Eric Fields became the spokesman and everything, but that's fine. I'm glad you got a place to go. I'm glad you're paying money for wrestling and everything. I don't generally pay money when I go to shows anymore, because I don't have to. Because, you know, that's what happens when you graduate from sitting in the state. I did it for many years. It's okay. But, let's see. So, Hank, are you coming to the show?
You want people to come to a show, but you think it's stupid that people pay to watch wrestling. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, I'm only talking about smart marks is what I'm talking about. The smart marks think, I can do better than this. I can do better than this. Yeah, these people, yes. I laugh at them constantly because they deserve it. I laugh at the hillbillies who go around there, and whenever they don't have money for their baby having, you know, snuff, and they don't have money for their baby having baby food, and they want to buy their snuff and their dip and their wrestling tickets and everything. Yeah, I kind of laugh at them anyways, because they should, you know, try to get a life and stop doing that. But as long as they go, I want them to come. I want them to come. The more they show up, the more pay I make. And that's what it is. It's not about how you do the best five-star Meltzer's, you know, hearing Garan off the top rope, whatever, booking this. That is, do you make money or not? That's what it's about. And I'm glad to say I'm making money. That's what it's all about.
Considerably less than they made last year.
Well, to be honest, I don't know about that and everything, and I don't recall you having the books on their accountant would know that. You don't know what the profit was.
I saw how many people were there.
Well, you can count the stuff. Well, that's good. You can count and everything. That's always an upgrade right there. But that don't mean anything. You're going to have some bad shows. How many shows did y'all have over there? How many fans did y'all have at some of the shows y'all had? About 20, I heard, with some of the shows over there in Avondale Estates and everything. I can't say, I guarantee you we're more profitable than certain other shows in there. As a matter of fact, I know we're profitable because, see, you got to count concessions, too. You got to count how much the rent is, and if it's less. You can cut costs, draw less, and still make money. It's called making money. It's called economics here. Everybody, well, there's 5, 6, 7, 8 people in the stands. Well, if your building's free, you sell $500 in concessions, guess what? You made money. That's what I don't get. That's what everybody thinks. Well, I know this because there's such many. The whole thing is that at the end of the day, I think that we'll be surprised at the turnout for Carrollton coming up. I'll just be honest, because I think people are going to want to see exactly what the exotic ones do to Shane Knowles, because they want to whoop up on Shane Knowles and Mike Jackson and Joey Kidman and Dusty McWilliams. This thing's been building up since November of last year. And y'all can make like and say all little smart mark things that no one's listening to, you know, and everything. That's cool, okay, and everything. But at the end of the day, the word of mouth, I think, is going to get some people in the building. And I think it'll be a successful 5th anniversary show. Because I tell you right now, if you don't show up, there's some surprises going to be on the show. I can guarantee you, I know of one surprise that even the exotic ones don't know about. But I guarantee you, it's going to be something you're going to want to see. If you're able to get there Saturday night, you don't want to miss it. I can assure you of that. Trust me on that. I think 5th anniversary show will not disappoint. That's what it will not disappoint. And again, at the end of the day, I have a plan that I guarantee you will get your money back. Dave Wills doesn't guarantee stuff that doesn't happen. Dave Wills is guaranteeing, come down there. He'll say, no fan would give away, no promotion would give away money. Let me tell you something. Let's take your comments in, and let's take your comments, Hankins. Maybe they've had a little dip in some attendance. So what better way to get attendance back up than to actually do that? Of course, Shane may decide to come home under a mask. Because he's going to refund the money if he don't beat me.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, what's a better way to go out there and build goodwill for the fans and put in a wrestling show? How do you know how many sponsors he's got? How do you know how many sponsors I got? How do you know? You don't. Because you're not on the inside as far as that goes. But, yeah, if you get 300 people come down there and they get their money back, when I beat Shane Knowles, that's going to be the story of the year. As a matter of fact, you already got quite a few stories of the year right now. Exotic ones walk out. Negotiations happen. They come back. Dave Wills successfully leads the exotic ones to all 4 titles, 4 men, 4 titles. Minding the Horseman, don't it? I thought so. NPWA in 1 year. Let me tell you right now.
Which one's the story of the year? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm saying you got multiple stories of the year.
Oh, okay.
You know, these fans are, you got stories of the year everywhere. I'm talking about independent wrestling. Come on, you got multiple
chapter
stuff, okay? You know, you got that stuff right there going on. Everything, whatever, you can go ahead and get Bruno Sammartino on your show, like David Danger. Then tell me something, okay? But you got that going on. And if Shane knows when he loses and he's going to give all the money back to the fans, and then when Dave Wills runs Pista, it's going to be a beautiful day. And the exotic ones kick Mike Jackson's teeth out and retire the old codger once. It's going to be a beautiful day in paradise. And, you know, and to be honest, I appreciate you too. Matt Hankins and John Lewis, first people to congratulate Dave Wills for beating Shane Knowles. I wholly accept your congratulations, and I appreciate it. Write that down. You are the first people to congratulate me in my first victory ever in my first match. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate that. You might, if you don't come, you might miss the story of the year. I can guarantee you that.
I thought we already.
Trust me, you're going to miss multiple stories. You got to get down there. If you want to see wrestling, this show is the one to be at this Saturday night. Carrollton, Georgia, VFW Fairgrounds, where it all started. Exotic was keep the teeth into their opponents. They will slap the hell out of Shane Knowles. and Shane has to refund everyone's money. And I got quite a few ways where I'm going to ensure that happens. So, fans, you want to see free wrestling? Come to the fairgrounds. I'm not going to give you your money back for concessions. You got to buy your own hot dog. You got to buy your own Coca-Cola. I'll put that in my pocket. But your ticket price will be refunded once I take him out. Period. It's going to be
all
a
right.
Beautiful day. You got to come.
Well, we'll see how things turn out on Saturday, but we got to wrap things up here. I guess I appreciate you calling and clearing things up a little bit regarding the Exotic Ones and Peach State. And we'll see if yet another story of the year unfolds this Saturday.
We always have a story of the year. I have a story of the year and everything. And by the way, I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate you having the show, Jonathan. You're doing a great job because you give Hankins something to do and it keeps him on the streets, which is a wonderful thing. Beautiful. Absolutely.
Well,
have a wonderful freaking night. Happy Memorial Day. And remember Shane knows because his memorial is Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Be there, VFW Fairgrounds.
All right. All right, well, that concludes this week's edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. There are various other shows to go to this weekend. Not that I'm...
If you'd like an alternate to Dave Wills, UIW will be running right down the road on the very same evening.
There's that. As we mentioned earlier, there's Progression Pro on Friday. There's Alternative Pro Wrestling on Friday up in Royston. I believe Rampage is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Deep Southern show this weekend?
They were this past weekend.
Okay.
And if you missed that Cyrus Adam Jacobs match, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you. Maybe you can catch it on the TV show.
Perhaps. Where can people find that? Is that on the internet anywhere?
I don't know just yet. They're just getting going, so I'm not for sure.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that a little bit. Was it last week?
Uh-huh.
Yes, with Big Wood. All right, well, yeah, so there's Peach State, but there's plenty of other, as we mentioned at the beginning, the Strosity Championship Wrestling will be at the Rock and Roll Monster Bash at the Starlight Drive-In on Sunday with many other festivities. Next week, we will be back here, Georgia Wrestling Now, and I don't know exactly who yet, but we're going to have someone from TNA, I believe, calling in because they will be in Georgia at the Gwinnett Arena for live Impact Wrestling, and then the next night I think they are in Rome or somewhere like that. Yes, Friday night they're in Rome. So we'll have someone from TNA Wrestling, which is a pretty big deal, I guess. I guess that's it. Do you have anything else, Matt?
I'm good to go, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Happy Memorial Day, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
Listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.